Welcome to this Apple TV 4th generation demo, and in this demonstration I'm going to have a bit of a play around with Siri just to see what she, because she's speaking the Karen voice courtesy of VoiceOver here in Australia. So first of all, let me just again orientate you to the Siri Touch remote, or the Siri remote with the new Apple TV 4th gen. So basically at the top of the remote on the glass area you have the trackpad that you can click in on. And you can also, of course, use standard gestures, or if you're running voiceover gestures, flick left, right, up and down, push in to click as a standard option, and also use voiceover rotor options and that sort of stuff. And then in the middle of the remote, you've got five keys. So on the left-hand side, you've got three keys in a column. Going from top to bottom, you've got the menu button, then the Siri button, and then the play pause button. And then on the right hand side at the top, across from the menu button, so still in the middle of the actual physical remote, you've got the home button. And then below that, you've got a long rectangular button, which is the volume up and down button. And then the bottom of the remote is another very smooth area. And then of course, the way that you can tell if you're holding the remote in the right orientation, of course, is that in the middle, that volume key is on the bottom right hand side of the grippy keys, or indeed the lightning port that you use to charge the Siri remote is at the bottom middle edge of the remote. Siri on the Apple TV 4th generation behaves the same way as it does on the Apple Watch, and that is it doesn't speak on its own, it doesn't have its own voice as with Siri on the iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad. The way to get it speaking for blind or low vision people, of course, is you turn on VoiceOver. And one of the things you can actually do with Siri, of course, is to turn VoiceOver on and off. So if I hold down the Siri button, wait for the double beep, because I've already got VoiceOver turned on, and then say turn off VoiceOver in this case, it'll turn off VoiceOver and then I'll turn it back on again. So I'm going to hold down the Siri button, you hear a double beep. Turn off VoiceOver.
VoiceOver off.
Okay, that was easy. Now this time you're not going to hear a double beep because I don't have VoiceOver running. So I'm going to hold it down. Turn on VoiceOver.
VoiceOver on. Settings. Row 2. Column 2.
And I'm located on the settings icon on my main home screen. Just the trick with using the Siri button. When you hold it in, just give yourself about a second to pause, and then start speaking and then release the button. Before I get into the nitty-gritty of using Siri on the Apple TV specifically, of course we can say our normal standard commands of Siri. So I can say things like holding in the Siri button. What time is it?
The time is 3:23 p.m.
Let's check what the date is. What is the date today?
It's Thursday, the 5th of November, 2015.
So that's the time and the date. Let's just check the weather. What's the weather like today?
21 degrees. Narrower. Cloudy. It seems to be a bit windy out there.
Let me double check then if it's going to rain today. Will it rain today?
Yes, I think we'll see some rain for today. 4 p.m. 21. 6 p.m. 21. 7:24 p.m.
Okay, let's see if we can do a two-finger touch on the screen.
8 p.m.
Which is the VoiceOver command to silence the actual speech. Now let me just flick down on the screen. So we're not getting any speech feedback on the screen from VoiceOver. So I'm just going to press my home button.
Settings. And row 2. The main home screen. 2.
So the Siri interface was still on the screen at that point. And by the way, let's just try if we can dismiss the Siri interface. So I'm just going to do that same command again. Will it rain today?
Yes, we should see some rain for today. 4 p.m. 21.
Okay, now I'm going to silence
the
speech
again
with two-finger
touch. 21. 4 p.m. 20.
Let's just see if I can dismiss the Siri interface by using the dismiss command goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay, see you later. Settings.
Beautiful.
Row 2, column 2.
So that gets rid of the Siri interface because I believe visually the text is at the bottom of the screen that Siri is actually speaking out via VoiceOver. So if I didn't have VoiceOver running, there would just be text at the bottom of the screen. And I have tried doing other accessibility options away from this recording, and VoiceOver seems to be the main one that I can turn on and off via Siri. Okay, now the next cool thing you can actually do, you can actually say the commands of items on the screen to activate or to go into. So I can say something like settings.
Settings. General. Button. 1 of 9.
Okay, and there's general. So I can open general by just saying general again. General.
About. Button. 1 of 6.
Okay, and I can go into accessibility settings. Accessibility.
Accessibility. Media. Closed captions and SDH. Off. 1 of 3.
Okay, so I've just done that all by my voice. And let's just go back.
And general. I'm just cheating and using accessibility. My menu key here settings. At the moment. General. Button. 1 of 9.
So let's see if we can open up remotes and devices. And I'm going to then say Bluetooth and see if I can check the Siri remote battery level. Remotes and devices.
Remote. Touch surface tracking. Medium. 1 of 1.
And let's try Bluetooth. Bluetooth.
Remote. Connected. 68% battery level.
Ah, button. Very cool.
1 of 1.
That was quite nifty, actually. Okay, let me just try one more. I'm just going to press the menu button to go back so the controls are visible on the screen. So I'm pressing menu.
Bluetooth. Remote. Connected. 68% battery. Remotes and devices. Other devices. Bluetooth. Settings. Remotes and devices. Button. 5 of 9.
Okay, now AirPlay is visible on the screen, so let's try that again. AirPlay.
AirPlay. AirPlay. On. 1 of 4.
Very nice, that worked.
With AirPlay, you can stream what's on your iOS device or computer to this Apple TV.
Just keep in mind with these commands, to activate the controls on the screen, it's actually what's visible on the current screen to use it with this particular part of Siri, because it really is going off the context of where you currently are. I'm going to try one more. I'm going to try and go into music and activate radio. We'll see what happens. So I'm going to go back to the main home screen so that music's visible. So here we go. Home screen.
AirPlay. Home. Settings. Row 2. Column 2.
And I should be able just to now be able to say music. Music.
For you. Music. For you. Tab. 1 of 5.
Okay, let's try radio. Radio.
Radio. Tab. 3 of 5.
So let's try oldies. Oldies.
Stopped. Baby, I love you. The rent playing.
Oh, that worked. Okay, so let's stop it again. Stop.
Paused. Baby,
there you go.
I love you.
All right, so let's go back to the main home screen again. Home screen.
Recently played. Music. Row 1, column 5.
Okay, and let's have a look in the App Store. App Store.
Music. App Store. Featured. Tab. 1 of 4.
Okay, now I happen to know, again, because it's a new day, there's another item on the new App Store. We've got Featured, and we've got Top Charts. So I'm on Featured currently. I'm going to just say Top Charts, and it should go into Top Charts for us. Top Charts.
Top Charts, tab, 2 of 4.
Okay, so let's move the focus there. So if I flick down.
Top paid apps. Luminosity, $7.99. So top free apps.
Top free apps. Plex,
top grossing apps.
Top grossing apps.
Galaxy on Fire trademark sign Mantic Rising, $9.99.
Okay, now.
3 of 200.
I'm going to assume that featured still on the screen at the top. So I'm not going to choose the menu to go back this time as I did with the music item. That may have worked. I'm just going to say featured now and see what happens. Featured.
Poster. 4 of 4. Button.
Yep, that worked. Poster. So if I flick down.
3 of what to watch. 10 play. 3 of 16.
Click down again.
Button. What to play.
What to play.
In Dreams. Alto's Adventure.
Alto's
2
Adventure.
Of 9.
Okay.
Button.
So I'm going to flick up. What to let's play. Just see what tab
In
was
Dream.
Active.
What to watch. Poster. Featured.
Yep.
Tab. 1 of 4.
Okay, let's see if I can go into my purchased items. Purchased.
Purchased. Tab. 3 of 4.
Okay, now I'm not going to flick down this time because I'm pretty sure now purchase is on the screen. So I'm just going to say games.
Categories. Games. 12.
Button. So if I flick to the right.
Beat Sports.
There's my 4 games.
4 of 12.
So categories. Let's just see what other categories games, I've got here. I've got 12. Games.
Health and fitness.
Music.
News. 1 button.
Okay, so 5 of 9. Just flick away from news to make sure we're not cheating.
12.
And let's button. Try news.
2 of 9.
News.
Categories. News. 1 button. 5 of 9.
Fine. Now let's just try this one. Recent purchases. Recent purchases.
Recent per cases. 28.
Ah, button. That's lovely.
1 of 3.
Cool. Let's try recent updates. Recent updates.
I'm not sure I understand.
She doesn't like that one. Okay, let's try all apps. All apps.
Sorry, I can't do that for you.
Ah, fine. Okay, so I'm going to use Siri to go to search. Search. And now she's gone very, very quiet. Let me flick on the screen.
Search. Tab. 4 of 4.
So focus was moved there. So if I flick down.
Keyboard. A.
Yep, the keyboard's now on the screen.
Alpha.
Okay, so it took me to the tab. It didn't say it. And now we've got the keyboard on the screen, so that's fine. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the home screen again. Home screen.
Music. Row 1, column 5.
Okay, let's try movies. Movies.
Here are some movies.
No, Siri.
Psychic Migrations. Music.
Right. How about we just try this time? How about we try 5. Open movies? Open movies.
Music. Movies. Top movies.
That's
tab. 2 of 6.
So that's top movies. I want to go to my purchased movies, so I should be able to just say purchased. Purchased.
Purchased. Tab. 1 of 6.
And button. Let's try this. Thrillers.
Genres. Thriller. 2. Recent. 8. Button. Yeah, 1 of 2.
The focus is jumping back to recent. Documentary.
Genres. Recent. 8. Button.
No.
1 of 2.
That's quite working yet. So let's just try top movies. Top movies.
Poster. 3 of 8.
Okay, that's button. The posters. If I flick down.
Top movies. Amy. 3 of 23.
Yep, that's fine.
Button.
Alright, let's see if I can see what's in my wish list. Wish list. And again, we've gone very, very quiet. So I'm going to flick down.
Wish list. Tab. 3 of 6.
Okay, so again, it's taken us to the tab.
Wish list.
Activated. Let me flick down.
Jurassic World. Button. 1 of 1.
Okay, and we had Jurassic World in our wish list that we've already purchased. That's okay. Okay, now I'm assuming the same sort of similar thing's going to happen in TV shows. So I'm not going to go through the TV show as I just did with the movies. I think we're going to have the same sort of results. So let's just go back to the main home screen. Home screen.
Music. Row 1, column 5.
Cool. All right, so I'd like to open up an app. So I'm going to open up Carrot Weather using Siri. Open Carrot Weather.
Music. Influencing weather. That cloud looks like a baby sloth button. Wearing a hat. Cloudy. Current temperature, 22 degrees.
So we can definitely open up an application. Let me try and open Netflix from sitting inside Carrot Weather. Open Netflix.
Owly, David.
Yep.
Who is watching Netflix?
That's fine. That's taking us straight into our list of profiles for watching Netflix. Let me just see if this is going to work. I'm just going to move off David.
Ellen.
Click to the right.
Owen.
Okay, and let's just try David and see what happens because that's a control on the screen. David.
Continue watching Mythbusters. 1 of 12.
Wow, I like that one. Let's try this.
Life Before Dinosaurs.
Doctor Who.
Resume S1. Ep.
Yep.
1.
That worked.
Button. 1 of 5.
Well. You'll be able to activate a control just using your voice with Siri. So I'm going to have a lot more playing with that later. So for the moment, let's just go back to the main home screen. Home screen.
Music. Row 1, column 5.
So let's do a search. Comedies. So here we go. Comedies.
I found some comedy selections. Aloha. One of 24.
Okay, button. Now let's try Robin Williams. Starring Robin Williams.
I found some selections with Robin Williams. Night at the Museum. Secret of the Tomb.
Which is quite one true. Of 20. So if I feel right.
Happy Feet 2.
Happy Feet.
2 of 20. Night at the Museum. Battle of the Smith. Old Dogs.
Old Dogs. 4 of 20. Oh, I did have that one.
But August Rush.
August Rush.
Happy Feet.
Happy Feet.
Avi. 7 of Robots.
Robots. 8
Bicentennial Man.
Bicentennial Man. 9 of 20. Okay, very nice. All right, so I'm just going to dismiss the Siri interface again. I'm just going to do my normal goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye. Music.
Now, I'm not sure row you have one, to, if you have to do five. That or not. But I always like starting from a known spot. Show me science fiction movies rated PG.
I found some sci-fi movies that are rated PG. Tomorrowland, 1 of 24.
That worked button. Very nicely. Okay, let's look to the right.
Agoraphobia, Earth to Echo, Avengers, Age, Black Angel, 5 of 24. Fine. Button.
Now, at the moment, I haven't checked whether this has been searching across apps because at the moment here in Australia, or for me at least, I'm only using iTunes, movies, TV shows, and Netflix. So, again, I'm just going to say goodbye. Goodbye.
Okay, see you later. Music.
Okay.
Row 1, so column 5.
Let's try Marvel's Daredevil because I know that's in Netflix. Marvel's Daredevil.
In progress. Marvel's Daredevil. Season 1. Button.
Okay, season button. 1. So I've got to flick down.
Season 1. 13.
This is season Daredevil. 13 episodes.
1 of 13.
1 of button. 13. If I flick to the
Marvel's
right.
12. The ones we leave behind. 12, 11.
11.
10.
10 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2.
Cut man. 1. Into the ring.
Okay, 13 of 13. Let's see what happens when I click
button. Siri wants to open Netflix. Cancel. Button.
Oh, cool. Siri wants to open Netflix, which is fine, so I flick down.
Open.
Open.
Button. Selected. Continue. Big enter pin to watch restricted content.
Very good.
Marvel's Daredevil. Pin. Pin. Secure. Text
okay,
field.
Okay, and this is why I wanted to use a Bluetooth keyboard on my remote app, which is currently not supported, because then children don't hear my pin number. Okay, let's click on the secure text field.
Secure keyboard. One.
And I'm going to put in my pin. Secret pin number and I'll just pause. I've just entered in my pin number, so I'm going to click on done.
Enter pin to watch restricted content. Marvel's Daredevil. Black circle, black circle, black circle, black circle. Four characters. Secure. OK. Button.
Okay, click on OK. And let's see if it's going to start playing. Oh, there we go. And of course, I don't actually have any audio descriptions right at the moment because I haven't managed to be able to turn one on yet. Okay, let's try this. What am I watching?
I'm not sure what you're watching right now.
Oh, okay. Stop. Okay.
Audio.
Let's try that. Playing a movie now. So I was going to say home screen.
Sound.
Home screen.
What can audio? Audio. Tab. 2 of 2. Music.
Okay, so it took a while to get back to the screen just then. Never mind. Okay, now I happen to know that my version of Home that has got audio description with it. So I'm going to ask it to play the movie Home. We'll see what happens. Play the movie Home.
I found a number of movies matching Home. Home, 2015.
Yep, thank you. Click on that one.
Of 24. I found a number of movies matching in progress. Home. Play.
And I'm going to click on play.
In paused. Playing.
And that's fine. Now let's see if we can ask Siri to skip forward 2 minutes. Skip forward 2 minutes.
He glares at his assistant.
Oh, that was quick.
He scowls and flushes red.
Good news! Oh, thanks to my leadership skills, cowering, running.
Let's try this one, which says, "What did this person say?" That is going to work with voiceover there. What did he say?
Sorry, I can't help you with that here.
Oh, okay. What did he say?
Be the good.
A nightmare is galloping.
Something happened, but yeah, it doesn't work with voiceover. Let's try it one more time. What did he say?
Safe from our enemy, the good.
A nightmare is galloping.
Okay, so it's definitely going back, and you can hear the bleep. But it's definitely not working for that. Mind you, it's jumping back 15 seconds, so it's not too bad. I guess if you can hear it, you can hear it again. All right, so let's try skip back 1 minute. Skip back 1 minute. Yep. Very nice. Okay, let's try this. What am I watching?
He hits the ceiling.
Looks like you're watching home.
Okay. Who stars in this movie?
He drops a bit.
Home features Jim Parsons, Rihanna, Steve Martin and others. Jim Parsons, as 1 of 10, button.
Okay, so I've got 1 of 10, so I flip to the right.
Rihanna, as Gratuity Tip Tuxi, 2 of 10. Steve Martin,
to the right.
As Captain
and
Smed,
as you can tell,
3 of 10, button.
Voiceover is speaking it nice and loud, and the movie's dubbed under voiceover.
Jennifer Lopez, as Lucy Tuxi, 4 of 10. Matt L. Jones, as Kyle. Brian Stepanek, as Gorg Commander slash Father slash Boov.
That's very
six
cool.
6 of 10. Button.
Okay, I'm just going to see if I can ask it what this movie is rated. What's the rating for this movie?
Home is rated PG. Home, 1 of 1. Button.
Very nice. Okay, so let me just pause it. Pause.
Paused. Home is rated PG. Home, 1 of 1. Yeah.
So it's over that part of text on the screen, I guess. Okay, so I'm going to quit out of home. Just going to ask Siri to go to the home screen. Home screen.
YouTube. Row 3, column 2.
Okay, let's see if I can ask Siri to show me Pixar movies. Show me Pixar movies.
I found some movies made by Pixar. Inside Out, 1 of 13.
Oh, very
button.
Cool. That worked beautifully. Click to the right, so that's Inside Out that I bought.
Toy Story The
Got
Time
that
for
one.
Monsters University.
That one.
Toy Story of Terror. Pixar Short Films Collection Volume 2.
Oh, very cool.
5 of the Toy Story 3. Up. 7 of 13. Ratatouille. Cars. Not The Incredibles. Pixar Short Films Collection Volume 1. Monsters. Incorporated. Toy Story. 13 of 13.
Okay, that's it.
Button.
It's a very nice way to find that one. Now, another thing that Siri can do, I know. In the US, you can ask about sports scores, but I don't think it's going to work for the cricket. Let's try this one. Who's playing in the cricket today?
Sorry, I can't help you with that.
Didn't think so. Let's try another one. And the one that I didn't do when I was doing the time, of course, was to ask for different times in different parts of the world. So let me ask what time it is in London now. What time is it in London?
In London, England, it's 5:09 a.m.
There we go. So that works beautifully. And I'm pretty sure she doesn't know who I am, but let's try anyway. Who am I?
I don't know who you are.
Would you like to know who I am?
I'd rather not say.
Let's see what she does on this one. Tell me a joke.
I don't really know any good jokes.
Oh, yes, you do. Let me just ask her then why the chicken crossed the road then. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the next question. Next question.
Okay, I don't mind that one. What is the Apple stock today?
What can I help checking on that stock? Apple traded down 0.47% today at $122. 122. AAPL, 0.47%, minus 1.
Okay, two finger touch to keep it quiet. Now, finally, and one of the reasons why I didn't demonstrate this to begin with is because it actually doesn't work that very well at the moment. And, of course, that is asking Siri what you can say to her. What you're going to find when I do it here is voiceover, in particular because it's reading the text, is going to keep chopping things off as it's reading it out. Tap the Siri button and she'll tell me what to do. Now, I won't let this go for a fair while. We'll do about a minute of it. But you'll definitely see at the moment of this recording, which again is done about in the first week of November 2015, that VoiceOver will keep cutting it off as it's reading out the text. So here we go. I'm just going to press the Siri button once.
YouTube.
I'm not going to hold it in. I'm just going to press
3,
it.
Column 2. Hold to speak. Ask for top-rated movies. Like find, check on specific stocks. Like WhatsApp. Try asking what TV show categories can you search. You can ask about teams. Like who plays goalie. Check weather around the world. Like how's the weather. Ask about player stats. Like how tall is you can ask. How is the ASX doing? Try asking what movie genres can you search. Get a forecast by asking what's the weather like this week. Search by movie name. Like Silver Linings. You can ask for sports results. Like did live. While you're watching TV, you can say. Ask for movie genres. Like show me document. During a movie, try asking who stars in the. You can find out. When is sunrise in Paris? Ask for movies by studio. Like find Disney. Ask for shows by age group. Like find TV. You can ask to play this from the beginning. Check on upcoming matches. Like when due to 10. Say find romantic comedies. Then, when watching a show, you can say pause. During a movie, try skip ahead to find movies with actors. Try movies with. When watching a movie, you can say.
Yeah, I'm just going to stop it.
Try
so,
watch the latest episode of.
Shush, VoiceOver. Did a two-finger
touch? Search for movies.
Oi,
by director.
Stop talking.
Try saying okay. Launch photos.
Let me just ask.
To see
Siri,
what
say
Siri
goodbye.
Can search. Ask
goodbye.
What can you help me search? What can I help by? YouTube.
Okay,
row
so
three,
I think there's some
column
sort of
two.
Issues with buffering going on with that particular screen. And I don't know about you, but I find it really irritating listening to it at the moment. So hopefully that'll get fixed up in a update. Let's see if I can put the TV to sleep. Put the Apple TV to sleep. Go to sleep.
Long press the home button. Good night.
Oh, well, at least you told me. Very good. All right, in that case, I'll put you to sleep, Apple TV, because I'm basically finished this demonstration. So long press of the home button.
Sleep now. Sleep button.
And click on sleep. And I've put the Apple TV to sleep, ready for next time. That's a bit of a rambling go-through of how to use Siri on the Apple TV with VoiceOver. So as I pointed out, Siri does not talk by him or herself. It's using VoiceOver in this case to read out the text on the screen. The only accessibility feature at the moment, and you might find more, that I can currently turn on and off is actually VoiceOver itself. When you're using Siri, you've got to hold the button in, wait for the double beep, speak your command, and then release the Siri button, and it'll go off and do its thing. If you want to dismiss the Siri interface, you can just say goodbye, and that'll dismiss the interface. You can control items on the screen if they're visible by saying their name. Remember that you can stack your commands. So, for example, when I went into music, I then said radio and then said beats 1 because that's all visible on the screen. When I went into settings, I could say general, remotes and devices, Bluetooth, and I could actually get to the Siri touch charging level. Or indeed, when I was searching for comedies, I could say show me comedies, and then I could say starring Robin Williams. And then of course, when I was playing the movies, we had to stop, jump forward 2 minutes, jump backwards 1 minute. The what did he or she say command certainly went back 15 seconds, but VoiceOver didn't read out the text on the screen. And then all the other usual commands that I went through, such as what is the time, what is the date, what's the weather, will it rain today? And then finally, the issue about currently VoiceOver, when you just press the Siri button to find out what you can say to it, chopping off the text when it's reading out, and also stopping the buffering text from speaking with the two-finger touch on the trackpad on the Siri remote. That completes this demonstration of the Apple TV 4th generation, a bit of a play around with Siri. I hope you've enjoyed the demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.